out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, and it is time for your second cup today, Aaron. At the start of the show, mm-hmm. we were talking. I think you and I would be quadrillionaires. I mean, beyond like trillionaires. If we could figure out a way to get endorphins into coffee, I think everybody on earth would love to get their hands on that. But, you know, we were talking about the only way to do that is kind of the natural way and get out and exercise. And we talked a little bit about nutrition, about how important that is for the body too, because, you know, today, National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
That's right.
I know you don't see it, but looking out the window there, our little dear friend who comes around here, he's helping himself some vegetables, and that is by eating all of the landscaping out here at Mater Dei Radio on Sylvan
Hill.
He's
mowing the lawn for us.
We're out in the wilderness.
Yeah, it's pretty special to be able to look out the window and see that. But
so you are an athletic person. You've done some personal training. You said that really, although exercise is important, the basis is a good, healthy diet for all things. It is healthy for your body, for your mind, for your spirit.
Absolutely. I mean, there's multiple sayings, the you are what you eat thing, but really one of the sayings I always told clients was you cannot out-train a bad diet. So like, you, no matter how hard you're working out, your recovery, like the gains that you make from whatever you're working out, is based on what you're eating, what you're putting in your system. So it affects your mood. It affects how you sleep. It's 90% of it, if not more.
Well, definitely trying to get my kids when they were little to eat their vegetables completely affected my mood. And by the end of some of those dinners, I thought, why do I try? Because it was always a struggle. Yeah. The fortunate thing is, for the vast majority of children, and if you've got a picky eater who just you know, won't look or touch anything that might be green on their plate, they do tend to grow out of it. And my children have become great vegetable eaters, in fact. And the big leafy green kinds, not just the favorite like corn on the cob kind of stuff, but they'll eat, you know, asparagus, Brussels sprouts. You can make them all different kinds of way. Grilling vegetables is so popular right
Quick
now.
And
it's
easy.
A great way to do that.
I mean, it's one of those things that it's simple, and it's because it's simple, it's overlooked a lot, is the fact that just, you know, eating green vegetables. And then we talk about exercise. Exercise is as simple as going for a walk. I mean, you can get an endorphin release from just literally being active. It doesn't have to be, you know, in the gym, slinging weights kind of stuff. Go out and walk. You know?
And it is amazing also what exercising, even being outside, getting some sunshine, that natural vitamin D, going for a little bit of walk, what it does for anxiety, for depression.
It
seems counterintuitive because your body is saying, all I want to do is close in and be alone. But what you have to try to force yourself to do to help break some of that is to go out and walk. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about on today's second cut.
Nice.
You know, so many of us suffer from anxiety at some level, even if it comes on as stress and then you kind of worry. Those are forms of anxiety, and it can often be difficult to overcome. We are worried about so many things, especially through this pandemic. Our souls feel overwhelmed just kind of with internally. We all desire a lasting peace. So you know who we can turn to? This is fantastic. Venerable Fulton Sheen has some things to say about this. And he shares in his book, Peace of Soul, a central key to finding that peace which calms the mind and the body. To conquer anxiety does not mean to eliminate our desires, but rather arranging them in hierarchy.
Okay.
So it's like putting them in their right place. Okay. He calls this the pyramid of values.
Okay.
This is fantastic. And this is how that kind of pyramid, I always laugh because I was reading this, I thought about the food pyramid, right? Remember, we've had that all, you know, pounded into us when we were growing
up. Oh, don't get me started on that thing.
I know. You have some opinions about the food pyramid. But I think you're going to like the value pyramid much more.
I like almost anything Fulton Sheen had to say. So what do we got?
So here's what he said. Things get placed at the bottom. And things include everything material in the universe, from the stars that inspire a poet to wheat used in baker's bread.
Okay.
Those are on the bottom of the pyramid. Above that are the humans, all of us, each other. We are more valuable
than
the stuff.
Better than things, absolutely.
And then at the top, God alone.
Amen.
Right? That is the pyramid. And that is the order of the universe. It's the stuff is at the bottom. And you think that the stuff is everything. Mm-hmm. It's God's creation. Well, we stand above all of that creation, right? So when you use that, so looking at that order, so things.
It's simple. I like it. Yeah.
Humans, then God, right? So.
Well, but the priority is in reverse. God first.
God first.
Then humans, and then things after.
God. Exactly. That's it. Now, a religious man orders his life by the pattern of the pyramid. He overcomes anxiety by making all material things subject to the human, by disciplining the body until it is subject to the spirit, and by submitting the whole personality to God. And that is the way that you can partly overcome some of those anxieties. And there does come that time when we need help overcoming some of anxieties.
Yeah.
But we can't let put religion or the spiritual life separate from medical needs that you might have. That it's the whole body. You talk about people like, oh, you know, they are whole body. When you're sick, you know, we treat the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize that the whole body includes the spirit?
That's why visiting the sick is one of the corporal works of mercy.
Yeah, so it's so important. And so on this beautiful day, if there is something that you are worried about, Scripture tells us worrying about something never added a day to your life.
Right?
There is a result. And in fact, the thing when I'm worried about something or when there's something big that I've got to make a decision on, I I'm struggling or I'm kind of stuck, I try to resign myself to the idea that God already knows the outcome. He already knows what's going to be decided. I have to be willing to align my will to his and then move forward through it. It also comes with diagnosis of illnesses. If you are worried about something that has been plaguing you, whatever that thing is, it's already there.
Not
God
already
knows.
Not knowing is worse than,
it's the not knowing.
Yeah.
So if we just realize, you know, God knows the path forward, whatever your future is going to be, offer it up, whatever sufferings you're going through, and you cannot go wrong.
And Archbishop Sheen was a living example of this hierarchy because he was renowned for spending 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day without fail. Oh yeah, there's stories about how as he got older and he was kind of losing, not necessarily losing faculty, but you know, you slow down when you get older.
Sure.
He would still be traveling and he would still be giving his talks and you know, it was busier towards the end, but he would still be just kind of, there would be stories where he's like leaving a church after a talk and he just kind of slowly, he's like veering off, not towards the back door. He's veering off towards the Blessed Sacrament. And they had to be like, Archbishop, you had your holy hour already. We got to go here to this next thing. But I mean, there's stories where he would get to a place and he couldn't get in the church. There wasn't anybody to let him in. So he would go and literally hang out at where he figured the wall outside was closest to wherever the tabernacle was. So, I mean, he modeled putting all that first and then letting the rest of it take care of itself. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of big decisions should be made in church before the Blessed Sacrament. I think that you can't go wrong. It's so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming. You're in the presence of Christ. You know, before I came to work at Mater Dei Radio, I was kind of in between jobs and Scott told me, he said, Brenda, whatever the next thing is you are supposed to do, God will present it to you. Well, I was sitting in church when I first learned about the opening here at Mater Dei Radio. So I was literally looking at the face of God for it. And it probably took about that much for me to recognize that's the thing that God was presenting. So anxiety is a difficult thing. It sometimes can be an overwhelming thing, but there are ways through it. And the way forward cannot be absent the presence of God in your life. So it's a great way to think about the pyramid of valuables from our venerable Fulton Sheen. And that is your second cup for this Thursday morning.